News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A new project has been launched to assess the financial impact of the introduction of four-day working weeks on business. The project will be undertaken by Four-Day Week Ireland, University College Dublin and Boston College, and they'll also look at the social and environmental impact of a move to a four-day week. Joe O'Connor, Forza Campaign Director and Chair of the Four-Day Week Ireland, joins us now. Good morning, Joe. Thank you for talking to us. Okay, tell us about this project and how would it work?
Good morning, Mark. This project that we're announcing is, as you mentioned, a partnership with University College Dublin and Dr. Julia Chore, a professor in Boston College. Really, the intention behind this project is, given the increasing international interest in the four-day working week, we've seen a large number of companies either introduce this on a full-time basis or trial it in recent years, both here in Ireland and internationally. And there's a growing body of company-level research and also academic research which suggests that very, very positive outcomes are experienced by those companies in the form of increased productivity, reduced stress and burnout for their employees, increased well-being, and so on. And really what we're trying to do is to, through this partnership and through this research project, is to see if those results can be replicated at scale, to see if those results can be replicated across different sectors with companies of different sizes, and even indeed in different countries. So this is a really exciting opportunity, I think, both for businesses and for governments to be able to run a large-scale coordinated trial of a four-day working week to see exactly what the economic, social and ecological impacts of introducing a four-day working week on business really are.
Right. In the macro and theoretically, it's fascinating and I can kind of see the sociological, why it would be so interesting. But just let's boil it down to the micro and, you know, self-interest and all that kind of thing. Are we talking about 4 10-hour days? Are we talking about 4 8-hour days? Are we talking about a reduction in people's salaries because they're only working 4 days a week, etc.?
No, so effectively the best way to describe what we're talking about when we talk about the four-day week phenomenon as it's developing internationally is really this model that originated in New Zealand when Perpetual Guardian introduced the four-day working week in 2018, and it's the 180-100 model, and it's about 100% of the pay, 80% of the time, and 100% of the productivity. So what this is really about is reimagining how we measure work away from this model of measuring people's outputs and productivity based on the time they spend in the office, the time they spend at the desk, the time they spend on the clock, and towards a model which is really focused on productivity, outputs, and results. And I think really we've seen through the COVID-19 pandemic, both for employers and for workers, that this type of, you know, very different model of work is something that is very possible, and we think that the four-day week sits neatly within that context.
Okay, well, I immediately can see a few problems. Take, for example, 4 10-hour days. Okay, you're still putting in the same amount of hours, so therefore you should be as productive. But they're longer days, which means, and also a shorter time frame, which means you're under more pressure and more stress to get that amount of work done in the 4 days. Then you add maybe a commute, and you could be talking about a 10, 12, 13, 14-hour day door-to-door for a lot of people. Is that going to work? Are people going to go for that? Is the long-term benefit of that going to be better than what we have now?
So just to be clear, Mark, that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here is a reduction in working time. It's moving towards, you know, as I said, 80% of the time with full pay, but also with a goal to achieve full
productivity. Well, why would employers give you the same money if you're doing less work?
Well, exactly what you've just said, less work is not what we're talking about. This is not about working longer, it's about working smarter, and it's about looking at the reality that in many of the companies who have introduced or trialed the four-day working week internationally, what they've actually found is that not only have they been able to maintain their productivity, in many cases, if you look at the ICE Group, who are based here in Galway in Ireland, if you look at the New Zealand example, they've actually managed to increase their productivity by 25-27%, or the kinds of results that they're generating. And they're doing that because their employees, they're happier, They're more motivated, they're more focused. They've obviously made changes to their business practices to ensure that, for example, in terms of the length of time spent at meetings, the length of time during the working week doing low-value activities that don't contribute to the same extent towards productivity. They've managed to, I suppose, come to an arrangement with their employees where in return for that fifth day, in return for the four-day working week, that what they've done is they've managed to rethink their business model in a way that's generating incredible results, not just in terms of productivity, but in terms of reduced absenteeism, okay, reduced sick leave, reduced churn in terms of being able to retain and attract employees. So these are the kinds of results that we're seeing internationally at a company level. And what this project with UCD and Boston College is about looking at that.
See whether it's a viable model.
A large
going
number
forward.
Of companies in different sectors, in different countries, okay, doing this at the same time and seeing if those kinds of results are borne out when you have that kind of large scale trial.
All right, Joe. Sorry, excuse me. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Joe O'Connor, Forza Campaign Director and Chair of the 4 Day Week Ireland Campaign. What do you think at home? How would you feel about that? 4 10-hour days, 35-hour week? Is that something that you think would make you feel happier and more content in your career and work environment? Mm-hmm. Let us know. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.